As we continue and conclude our series of shiurim on Shemei Kalina, there are a number of sources discussed in the Shulchan Aruch that teaches us the halachas of Shemei Kalina. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Simen Reish Yud Gimel, Sif Beis, says, Enem Varach Moitzei Cherim. Here we're speaking about Birchas Hanenem. And as we said at the beginning of this series of Shiurim, to rely on Shemei Ka'ina, we can only say Shemei Ka'ina if the person who we're relying on is Mechuyiv in the mitzvah himself. As we explained, Shemei Ka'ina is very connected to the concept of Kol Yisrael and Regem Zelazeh. But if that's the explanation when we can apply the concept of Shemei Kaina, we can therefore only apply it by Birchas HaMitzvahs, where I have an obligation to do a mitzvah. And Kol Yisrael HaRedim Zeh LaZeh teaches us that not only do I have that obligation, but somebody else has the obligation to help make sure that I indeed fulfill that mitzvah. But when it comes to Birchas HaNenem, Birchas HaNenem clearly is a situation which I'm not obligated to eat, and therefore I can't rely on Shemei Ka'ina, unless, as the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein ha mevorech maitzei echerim, someone else cannot be maitzei me, elm ken yoichel v'yishtei moim, unless he eats and drinks along with me, v'az yoitzim b'shmiyosam, and then we could be yoitzei the mitzvah, the bracha, by hearing the bracha, k'shemechavna lov, if I have kavana to fulfill the mitzvah. And says the Shulchan Aruch, afila yano amin. Halacha of Shemei Ka'ina applies even if I don't answer amin. And in fact, as we discussed in our previous year, not only is Shemei Ka'ina not necessarily connected to saying amin, and you could apply the concept of Shemei Ka'ina even if Amen is not recited, we said that it's very possible that the Rambam is teaches us that there's a whole different type of Shemei, there's a whole different concept involved when I'm Yoitza through saying Amen versus when I'm Yoitza through saying just Shemei Ka'ina. And we suggested that according to the Rambam, one could fulfill hearing a mitzvah, one could fulfill, even if you don't want, even in a situation, as Rashi in our sugya here, Lamed Ches Amud Beis, says that we aren't always able to apply the concept of Shemei Ka'ina. But Amen, it seems that the Rambam will say, one could fulfill even if you're not relying, even if it's a situation that would not want to rely on Shemei Ka'ina. And therefore, what the Mishnah Berurah says that indeed, as we just learned, that the halacha is that afilu, even if Amen wasn't recited, you could still rely on Shemei Ka'ina, says the Mishnah Berurah, certainly, l'chatchila, one should say Amen. And the Mishnah Berurah explains why. Number one, there's always a mitzvah to say Amen when you hear a bracha. But certainly in this situation, as we have been explaining, where you're relying on Shemei Ka'ina, where, as we explained in the Rambam, the relying on someone else's bracha by reciting Amen is a much higher level and a much easier way to fulfill the mitzvah. So certainly one should answer Amen. Furthermore, we know, and we've discussed this in previous shurim as well, that one, if he's relying on someone else saying the bracha, even though our minig is that when we hear a bracha, we say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemai, we should not rely on Baruch Hu V'ruch, we should not say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemai when I'm relying on someone else reciting a bracha. Why? Because Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shmoy is not mentioned in the Gemara. It's a minig that the Rosh speaks about. And therefore, if I'm relying on your bracha, my saying Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shmoy is actually a hefsek. What is the halacha if one did say Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shmoy when he's relying on someone else saying a bracha? So the Shari Tshuva here discusses this halacha, and the Stechemet in Asifas Dinim Mereches Hefsek Ois Tes also brings down many different opinions, and it seems, and that it's the opinion of the Chai Odom as well, that b'di'evid, even if you said Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shmoy while you're listening to a bracha, b'di'evid yoitz the bracha. And now we could have a great, and again, the Shulchan Aruch says it, Shulchan Aruch Rav says it, and everybody else says it as well. The halacha is, that l'chatchila certainly one should not say Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shmoy when he's being yoitz a bracha. But now we can have a whole new appreciation for this halacha, because now we're learning that there's two ways of understanding Shemei Koina. One way of saying Shemei, understanding Shemei Koina, as we said in our earlier shurim, it's as if I said the bracha myself. So if it's as if I said the bracha myself, so certainly in the middle of a bracha, I'm not allowed to say something else. I'm not allowed to add the words Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shmoy. But if we're learning that Baruch Hu, that we're learning that Shemei Koina, as is clearly the opinion of Rashi, that Shemei Koina is a new halacha, that even though I didn't say the bracha, it's considered as if the halacha gives me credit for saying the bracha. The halacha is that I'm yoitz the that. Then Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shmoy is not as if I said Baruch Hu V'Ruach Shmoy in the middle of a bracha, and it would not be considered a hefsek. And this is relevant, actually, to a different shaila. The shaila is like this. I'm in the middle of saying Shemin Esrei, and there's a bracha that I want to say. Kiddush, Havdalah, Tekiyah Shofar, it was thundering or lightning, and I hear somebody else say the bracha. So now the question is, I had in mind to be yotzi of the bracha. Because as the Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Reish Yud Gimel, Sif Gimel teaches us, Ein yotzi dei chavosa b'shmiyas bracha. One cannot fulfill his obligation. I feel yana, amen, even if I'm going to say amen. Elm kein shama, unless I hear the bracha, from beginning to end, and I had in mind to be yoytze my chiv, I have to have kavana, the person listening has to have kavana, and the person making the bracha has to kavana. So let's say we have such a situation. We both had kavana, but I'm middle of the Shemin Esrei. What would the halacha be? So many paiskim, the Shalos Tshuvos Silmas Chaim, and Chelek Aleph Siman Samachvov, the Shalos Tshuvos Har Tzvi, and Chelek Aleph Siman Nantes, the Shalos Mishnah Halachis, and Chelek Vav Siman Samach Dalet, say that b'di'evit, l'chatchila, everybody agrees you shouldn't do it. Certainly, you shouldn't say Amen, even though we said earlier that Amen should be recited by a bracha, specifically by a bracha that I want to be yoitza with somebody else's recitation of the bracha. But they all say, here Amen shouldn't be said, because it's a hefsek. And as we just learned from the Shulchan Aruch a moment ago, the Amen is not ma'akiv. And even if I didn't say Amen, I could be yoitza the bracha. Still, all of the paiskim, these paiskim say, that b'di'evit I was yoitz the bracha. How do we understand these Paiskim? So if we learn that Shemei Ka'ina is not considered as if I actually said the bracha, but rather Shemei Ka'ina is considered a new halacha, so yes, I'm in the middle of Shemen Esrei, and yes, I'm not supposed to be mafsik, but I wasn't mafsik. Because as Rashi taught us, Shemei Ka'in is not considered as if I actually said the bracha. And since Shemei Ka'in is not considered as if I actually said the bracha, it's not considered I was mafsik in the Shemen Esrei. Again, as I said, it's not something that one should do l'chatchila. And furthermore, I saw from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he says, if one is indeed going to be doing this, at the very least, he says, try not to do this in the middle of a bracha of a Shemen Esrei, rather do this in between brachas of the Shemen Esrei. It's interesting to point out that here in Siman Reish Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Paiskim that discuss a very famous issue, which is actually the subject of different menhagim. What is better? If many people are together and doing a mitzvah, what is better? Is it better that one person should cite the bracha on behalf of everybody, Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, or is it better that each one of us should make our own bracha? The question comes up in numerous areas of halacha. Most notably, when people are sitting by the table on Shabbos, is it better that one person should say Kiddush on behalf of everyone, or is it better that everyone should make their own Kiddush? And the Mishnah Berurah discusses this. He says, Kosva Paiskim, Im Kama Noshim Oisim Mitzvah Achas, Mitzvah L'Chatchila, She'echad Yivarach L'Kulam, D'Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. But the Mishnah Berurah himself quotes the Shari Tshuva in a number of places, in Siman Vav, in Siman Ches, and the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Tzadiches, a Tvua Shor, that say that this is actually a very fundamental, important issue. What is better to do? And actually, we could suggest that this question is very much connected to the subject of our shiur. Because when one person is making the bracha, and everybody is being yotze with his bracha through Shnei Ka'ina, as we have been discussing, there's a fundamental issue: how to understand the Shnei Ka'ina. Are we to understand Shnei Ka'ina? It's as if I said the bracha, the opinion of Tosfos in Masechta Brachos, or are we to understand that what Shnei Ka'ina says is that there's a new halacha? And as Rashi clearly says in our sugya, you therefore don't want to rely on Shmei Kona unless you have no option. If we say that Shmei Kona is as if I actually said the bracha, so then, of course, we have a concept of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. And Shmei Kona tells us it's as if I myself said the bracha, and therefore it would be much better that one person should recite the bracha on behalf of all of us. If, however, we say that Shemei Ka'ina is not as if I recited the bracha itself, and as Rashi here in our sugya says, that we don't want to rely on Shemei Ka'ina if we don't need to, so then it's better that everybody should make their own bracha. Another place that we find this concept of Shemei Ka'ina is in the Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, Simen Samach Aleph Sif Gimel. We know that the Kriya Shema has Resh Mem He words, 245 words. But we want to get up to the number Resh Mem Ches, responding to the Remach Evarim that are in our body. How do we accomplish that? The Shliach Tzibur finishes the Shema, and he says, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, over. And by him saying, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, there halacha is that it's considered as if I said those words. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Dalet Sif Zion discusses the issue that we mentioned in our earlier shiur. The Shaila, if somebody is in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei and they're up to Kaddish or Kedusha, what should you do? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein a Paisik, loy l'Kaddish v'loy l'Kedusha. One should not stop the Shemoneh Esrei, not for Kaddish v'Kedusha. El Yishtoik, he should remain silent. V'chavin l'mash, Omer Shliach Tzibur. Listen to what the Shliach Tzibur says. V'yei ka'oinim. And the Bir Halacha here discusses the Machloikis Rishonim that we mentioned earlier. Is this something that one should do? As Rashi clearly and Tosfos somewhat say in our sugya, that that's the right thing to do. Or is it better not to do this? Why? Because if Shmei Ka'ona is considered as if I spoke, so then it would be considered a hefsik in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. I did see that the Paiskim say, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that we can rely on Shemei Ka'ona in this situation, like Rashi. But the Paiskim make a number of very important points. One point that they make is, let's say I'm relying on the Baal Tefillah's Kedusha. And we know that when we say Nagdishach, Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 the Minhag HaOlam is that we pick up our feet. So the Paiskim say, so too one should do when he's relying on Shemei Ka'ona, he should pick up his feet as if he's actually saying Kedusha. And certainly, according to the Paiskim, that treat Shemei Ka'ona, as if I actually said the bracha, it's very understandable. Because just like when I say Kedusha, I'm supposed to lift my feet, so too, when I'm relying on the Baal Tefillah saying Shemei Ka'ona, it should be the same. But, given that we're learning this halacha this way, there are a number of very interesting halachas that need to be discussed. Number one, if we're relying indeed on Shemei Ka'ona, on the Baal Tefillah saying Shemei Ka'ona, so one thing that the Paiskim say is only if you could only rely on the Shliach Tzibur, because it's the responsibility of the Shliach Tzibur, and Moshe says this, to be mitzi the other people. So you have to have a number of halachas in place. Number one, you could rely only on the Shliach Tzibur. But it's important that the Shliach Tzibur should have in mind to be mitzi the people who are listening to his Kedusha. Because, again, going back to the question of how we understand Shemei Ka'ona. If we understand Shemei Ka'ona to mean that he's speaking and it's as if I'm speaking, then maybe his Kavanah is not as essential. But if we're going to learn like Rashi, that Shemei Ka'ona is a new halacha, that somebody else could be mitzi me, maybe we could only rely on this new halacha of Shemei Ka'ona when that person indeed has a mind to be mitzi me. And only for the Shliach Tzibur was this halacha said. And therefore the halacha will emerge. That we could only rely on Shemei Ka'ona from the Baal Tefillah, number one. Number two, we could only rely on Shemei Ka'ona, if I indeed hear the words that are being said. But if I don't hear the words that are being said, the fact that they're being said is not enough for us to be able to rely on Shemei Ka'ona. And let's say I don't hear the Kedusha from the Shliach Tzibur, but I hear the Kedusha from one of the people standing there. I couldn't rely on Shemei Ka'ona. Because according to Rashi, this is a special new halacha. And this special new halacha was only said for the Shliach Tzibur. It wasn't said for anyone else. And therefore the halacha should be, you have to have a shliach tzibur. It should be the shliach tzibur should have in mind, by him saying the kedusha, that he wants to be mitzi the other people. And it can't be, and you have to hear him say the words, and it can't be somebody else. Moreover, we know that in many shuls, when the shliach tzibur, especially if he's a rosh, doesn't say all the words of the kedusha. If we're learning that Shemaya Ka'ina means that he's saying it, and it's considered as if I'm saying it, so he has to say it. So let's say the Shliach Tzibur doesn't say all of the words of the Kedusha. Perhaps we aren't Yoytzei the Kedusha that way through Shemaya Ka'ina. This halacha of Shemaya Ka'ina comes up in another place as well. The halacha is that when one is putting on the tefillin, he's not supposed to be mafsik between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. So what's the halacha if somebody puts on the tefillin shel yad, and just as he's about to put on the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel rosh, the same kedusha in the shul? Say the poskim that it should be treated the same way as the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And just like the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, if they recite words, the halacha is that if you're middle of Shemoneh Esrei, listen to Kedusha, but don't say it yourself. So to hear, listen to the Kedusha and don't say it yourself. The Gemara here, on the Aflamat Ches Amad Beis, says, Omelucha chamayu v'sifrayu v'reish amu v'darshayu shamu v'loyonu. If you hear what the Baal Tefillah says, even though you didn't even say Amen, you yotze. The Gemara here is teaching us the halacha that we've been discussing in our series of Shiurim of Shemei Kai. But the Aruch Liner makes a very interesting observation. Why does the Gemara, he asks, tell us that it was the Chachamim, the Seifrim meaning people who taught, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, and the Dashonim, all of them, the Gemara has to tell us that all of them are the individuals that taught us the halacha of Shemei Kainam. What's the point in telling us that? So I saw a beautiful explanation. I think this is what our Chumash says. If there's anything that we learn from this concept of Shemei Kainam, we learn the power of listening. It's important to listen. Says the Gemara. All of these people that are listed in the Gemara are people who are not really known for listening. Chachamim, the people who are the smartest people. Smart people don't think that they have to listen. Sefraya are teachers. Teachers think that they should teach and talk. Reish Amaya are the leaders. Leaders think that they should lead and not necessarily listen. Darshaya are the Darshanim. Darshanim typically sage rushes. Don't listen. All of them teach us. Shama v'layana. It's important to listen. You could be a leader. You could be a teacher. You could be a maggid shir. You could be a chacham. You could be a leader. But you know what you have to first be? Shemaya. You have to listen. And our shurim have taught us listening. Shemaya ka'ina.